Good morning. My name is Meredith, and it is 8:16 this morning. I'm joined for the morning interview with Christina Tierman and Sarah Toby from the Sitka Sound Science Center. Good morning, Christina and Sarah.
Good morning, Meredith. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. And you have a really wonderful, exciting project to talk about today. And can you just start by telling us about what this project is and how it got going?
Definitely. So today we wanted to talk about our new program, SOGY, which stands for Science on the Go for Youth. So this is a program that we started at the Science Center in October in an effort to make science activities more accessible to all students in Sitka. So each month we education staff pick a different theme for our SOGY program. And the education staff packs up different science activities and art activities into our science van, now dubbed the Science Mobile. And we spend 4 weeks stopping in different neighborhoods of Sitka, focusing on that one theme and trying to reach as many students as possible.
That's so exciting. And what an innovative idea. And actually, before we get deeper into your Science Mobile, I wanted to ask, how did both of you get involved in this? What is your work at the Science Center? And how did you come to be creating a Science Mobile together?
Yeah, I'm Sarah Toby. I am the Jesuit volunteer serving as an informal educator at the Science Center. So I got to hop on this program following Christina Tierman.
Yeah, and I'm Christina Tierman. I'm the education coordinator at the Sitka Sound Science Center. And I just have officially been in Sitka for 5 years now working at the Science Center. I came as an AmeriCorps volunteer, similar to a lot of people, and Sitka got its hooks in me. So I am still here 5 years later. And when COVID happened and a lot of our in-person programs were put on hold, we were started doing more virtual programs, but we were really craving that interaction. I think a lot of people and students in Sitka were as well. And so we figured that SOGY would be the best way to still have in-person programming at a safe distance and being outside.
Wonderful. And how did you come up with the name SOGY? That sounds intentional.
Yeah, well, as most people know, Sitka is a soggy place. So that was an inspiration. And Lisa Bush, our executive director, is amazing at coming up with creative and funny acronyms and names. So I think she was actually the brains behind that one.
It's an excellent name. And so, Sarah, as you said, you have a big van and you fill it with wonderful science education materials, and then you drive around to different locations around Sitka to do in-person science education with students. And what kind of students are you targeting? What age group are we talking about?
The activities that we pack into our Science Mobile are mostly designed for students in early and upper elementary school, so from kindergarten to roughly fifth grade. But we've had our fair share of preschoolers come by, and it's always fun to engage with anyone who wants to say hi.
All right. So the science van is available to all, but targeted for K through five. Wonderful.
Yes.
And so you've already had your first session, it sounds like. Christina, can you tell us a little bit about that? What was the theme of the session? How did it go?
Yeah, definitely. So, first I'll say that this program was started in partnership with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And so in addition to the science activities, every monthly theme also has an art and a cultural component. And so throughout the planning and implementation, we work with cultural and community liaison Chuck Miller and AmeriCorps volunteer Anna Zahner to include cultural knowledge into each program. And so our first theme for SOGY was intertidal, because that is always a hit amongst the youth in Sitka.
Always
and so
we a had hit.
It is. We had a portable touch tank that we packed into our van and then unloaded when we got to our sites and filled it with salt water and a bunch of different sea creatures. And we talked through each grouping of animals and shared different characteristics of each. And then Chuck Miller led a short language lesson by sharing the Tlingit names of each intertidal animal that we looked at. And we had the kids repeat the names. and we made the great discovery that the outside of the van also doubles as a magnetic whiteboard. So we're able to put both the common names of the animals and the Tlingit names of the animals up on the van so kids could get a visual, which was super cool.
Yeah.
And then Mark 6B was kind enough to provide us with some intertidal form line design coloring pages. So kids got to decorate them and make puppets to take home. So for the whole month of October, we repeated this intertidal session each week in a new location.
Wow. So you really have the whole package. I mean, you've got touch tanks, you've got Tlingit language, you've got art. It's really just sort of a smorgasbord of educational activities. That's really spectacular. And so that was the first session, and you've got, I know, a bunch more sort of geared up. Can you pitch one of your upcoming sessions sort of to get all of our upper elementary students listening today really excited about finding the science mobile?
Absolutely. So we've covered intertidal. So starting this Wednesday, we're going to move to land and talk about geology for the month of February. So when designing our themes, we like to focus on these locally relevant topics. So thinking about geology in Sitka, we'll be talking landslides and about a variety of different soil types. And hopefully we'll have a soil painting activity set up, a scientific demonstration, and we will be discussing the cultural importance of our land and the geology of Sitka as a whole.
Wow. This just sounds like there should be a science mobile for adults. And I'm just trying to paint this picture here because I think it's a really vivid picture. You have a science van full of, I mean, it sounds like a touch tank with all of the things you would find in the Science Center touch tanks, sea stars, sea cucumbers, urchins. You're packing it into a van and then you're taking it around Sitka so that young people can have access to that in different areas during the pandemic. And I heard there were maybe lab coats and megaphones involved as well. Can you confirm or deny?
I can confirm that. Yes, we like to make ourselves as visible as possible, so when cars are driving by, they are more likely to stop and check out what's going on. So we've tried to select locations that are in neighborhoods where we know there's a lot of kids or in places where we're pretty visible so people will see us and be curious and come say hello.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And speaking of locations, Christina, I know there are a bunch of different locations. That's the beauty of this project. But can you tell us maybe the next location you'll be taking the Science Mobile and where we can find more information about locations and times?
Yes, definitely. So the first week of the month, so the first week of February, we're in the downtown area. So our first stop is near Paxton Manor. And so we're there from about 1 p.m. to 1:45. And then at 1:45, 1:50, we frantically pack up our stuff. And then we drive over to the corner of Edelin and Baranoff Street, where we spend the next 45 minutes to an hour doing the exact same activity in a new location. So those are the first week's locations. Paxton Manor at 1 p.m., corner of Edelin and Baranoff Street at 2 p.m. And then the following Wednesdays for the rest of the month will be in new locations. And to find out where those locations are, you can visit our website, www.sitkascience.org. And if you go to the events calendar on our website, you'll see each week where the locations are.
Wonderful. And you can also find that information on your Facebook page. Is that right?
Yes, our Facebook page, Sitka Sound Science Center. Correct.
Wonderful. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you're always on the move. It's probably hard to keep track of where you're going all the time. Great. And so, you know, we are in the middle of a pandemic. Can you share something about the sort of health precautions and the safety goals in these activities?
Definitely. So our COVID protocols are absolutely a priority so that we can keep the community safe. So SAGI is, of course, hosted outside next to our van, and masks are mandatory for attending. We provide hand sanitizer, and we also are making sure that supplies for art activities or the science activities are not being shared between the participants.
Wonderful. And we're coming up on the end of our time, but I want to give you both a chance to say anything else that you'd like everyone to know about Soggy before we sign off.
Yeah, well, we just really want to thank the community of Sitka for being so supportive during this challenging time. We definitely have felt the support at the Science Center, and we're really appreciative to all the businesses who have let us park our Soggy van in their parking lots. That's C-Mart, the Sitka Laundry Center, the Sawmill Creek Inn Plaza, and also Kikuchihin Elementary School. We're very grateful to them.
Wonderful. And yeah, this sounds like a wonderful partnership, a silver lining in a time when it's hard to get science education in there for kids. Well, thank you both, Christina and Sarah, for joining us. We've had Christina Tierman and Sarah Toby from the Sitka Sound Science Center on today talking about the Soggy Van, which is a dry van that provides mobile science education for elementary school students. Thank you both. And you can find more information on our website, kcw.org, or on the Sitka Sound Science Center website and Facebook page. Wonderful. Thank you both. And we'll be back in just a minute with the marine weather update.